welcome to iPharmRx, where we explore the evidence that matters to ambulatory care pharmacy practice. My name is Stuart Haynes, Editor-in-Chief of iPharmRx, and joining me is Michelle Peel and Amy Robertson to talk about bowel cleansing regimens prior to colonoscopy. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a very exciting topic, but it's a really important one. Many patients don't get a colonoscopy at the recommended time intervals simply because the bowel prep is such an unpleasant experience. The results of a recent study published in the journal Gut examined two bowel prep approaches. Dr. Peel is on faculty, and Dr. Robertson is a PGY1 pharmacy practice resident at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, and both practice at the VA Healthcare System of the Ozarks in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Dr. Peel and Robertson co-authored a commentary for iPharmRx entitled Bowel Cleansing Regimens, Pick Your Poison Wisely. Michelle, Amy, thank you for joining me today for the iPharmRx podcast.
As first-time iPharmRx authors, Stuart, thank you very much for having us today. We're honored. Very happy to be here with you and pleased to present the results of this study.
So, Michelle, if you had to briefly summarize in four sentences or less the study entitled Split Dose Preparation for Colonoscopy Increases Adenoma Detection Rate, a randomized control trial in an organized screening program, which was published in the December 2015 issue of the journal Gut, to someone who hasn't read that paper, what would you say?
Well, to start, this trial was a superiority study designed to evaluate the efficacy of a split dose bowel preparation prior to a colonoscopy on adenoma detection rate, which Amy and I will refer to as ADR from this point on. ADR, which is defined as the number of participants with at least one adenoma, is really a more clinical endpoint that may be tied to mortality associated with colorectal cancer. Patients with no recent colonoscopy and a positive fecal immunochemical test were enrolled and randomized into a split dose group or a day before group for bowel preparation. The split dose participants consumed 1 liter of polyethylene glycol solution in the evening prior to their colonoscopy and the second liter 4 hours prior to the colonoscopy in the morning. While participants enrolled in the day before group consumed the entire 2 liters of solution the evening before their procedure. The split dose prep group revealed positive outcomes for a variety of endpoints, including the primary outcome of ADR, a higher rate of adenomas per patient, and more advanced adenomas detected when compared to the day before group. Patients enrolled in our split dose prep group also experienced significantly improved bowel cleansing and tolerability with regards to their solution intake and adverse effects. So really all around, the results of the split dose group were positive, which strengthens our evidence base for the use of this dosing scheme for colonoscopy preparation.
So what do the two of you believe are the key strengths and weaknesses of this study? And are there any sources of bias or potential confounders present in the study that you believe may have impacted the results?
Sure. Well, a key strength that distinguishes this study from others was the use of ADR as the primary endpoint. Other studies have assessed the quality of bowel cleansing with various preparation regimens, but the level of bowel cleansing can be considered a subjective measure. The use of ADR in this study in particular allows us to bridge the gap between bowel cleansing regimens and meaningful clinical outcomes, with results including a higher detection of advanced adenomas, which are lesions more likely to progress to colorectal cancer. We can infer that utilization of a split-dose bowel preparation, in theory, could lead to decreased colorectal cancer mortality. Other strengths of this study include a strong study design with randomization of a sufficient number of patients to meet pre-specified power and investigator blinding.
As for weaknesses, the authors of this study did not provide us with baseline characteristics related to colorectal cancer risk factors, such as race, family history, history of diabetes, or certain lifestyle characteristics like tobacco use or alcohol intake. I would have liked to see this information as these may have been potential confounding factors or things to report. Other areas for bias include the fact that the endoscopist may have been able to guess which dosing scheme was used, Specifically, the split dose regimen usually results in a little bit better cleansing, which could affect their investigator blinding. Polyp size was also estimated by endoscopists performing the procedures, which may be difficult to standardize despite the fact that they used a reference standard. Also, the investigators here used a validated cleansing scale to assess bowel cleansing, but they did report later in this discussion that this scale is often not used in clinical practice.
So Amy, obviously the findings in this study favor the split dose regimen, but are these data consistent with other studies? Are there any patient populations who you would not use the split dose bowel prep? And are there any potential advantages of ever using the day before regimen?
Those are very important points to consider. And we found that the results of this study add to and strengthen the body of evidence already available. The results from several other trials have also revealed improved colon cleansing and patient tolerability with split-dose bowel preparations. Split-dose regimens are also recommended by several governing guidelines, including that of the U.S. Multi-Society Task Force on Colorectal Cancer. When we consider the application of the study results, the authors warn against generalizing the findings to average-risk patients, as the study included older, higher-risk patients with a positive FIT. Also, patients with a history of colorectal cancer or colonic adenomas were excluded, which limits the extrapolation of these results to high-risk patient populations as well. There are several options for timing of colon cleansing, including split-dose, day-before, and same-day regimens. The day-before regimen may allow a patient to consume the entire preparation solution well in advance of the procedure, while the split-dose regimen must be taken in two different settings, with the second portion ingested 4 hours prior to the procedure. If the procedure is scheduled at 8 a.m., for example, the second dose of the split-dose regimen would need to be taken at 4 a.m., which could interrupt some patients' normal sleeping patterns. But the day-before regimen avoids this potential problem by instructing patients to consume the entire solution the evening prior to the procedure. However, early preparation with the day before dosing may lead to formation of chyme or mucus within the colon, which is associated with lower quality bowel cleansing. Same day regimens are recommended when a patient's colonoscopy is scheduled in the afternoon to promote optimal cleansing.
So I want you both to imagine you're seeing a 65-year-old African-American man in clinic who's here for his first Medicare annual wellness visit. Now, the patient has a history of type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and dyslipidemia, and he's currently taking metformin twice a day, plus insulin Detemer at bedtime, an ACE inhibitor and chlorthalidone in the morning, and rosuvastatin plus low-dose aspirin with dinner. Moreover, he's obese and has osteoarthritis, for which he has taken nebumetone twice a day for the past several years. The patient states that he's done those stupid stool tests every year, and they're always negative, and he's been advised to get a colonoscopy, but he's, quote, too busy to take 2 days off from work. What educational messages regarding colon cancer screening would you use during your encounter with this patient? Would you recommend a split dose or a day before bowel cleansing regimen for this guy? And what would you tell this patient to do with his other medications prior to the procedure?
Well, Stuart, when I first read this case, I thought, where do I begin? Because there's really several areas for intervention with this patient related to colon cancer screening and also his risk. First of all, I think it would be of utmost importance to start with an introduction as to why colorectal cancer screening is so important. Colorectal cancer is the third most common type of cancer in the United States and the second most common cause of cancer-related death in the United States. Screening is so very important because early stages of colon cancer are often asymptomatic. Even though early cases are asymptomatic, I may even consider going into a description of the signs or symptoms of colorectal cancer for this patient, including a change in bowel habits, abdominal pain, and a possible unexpected weight loss. My next step for education after that would be to go over all of his risk factors for colorectal cancer, some of which are modifiable and others of which are non-modifiable. This patient has some risk factors he cannot control or change, including his age and African-American ethnic background. Risk factors that he may target for colorectal cancer prevention include weight and maintenance of a healthy lifestyle with regular physical activity and minimal alcohol, red meat, and saturated fat intake. Also, maintaining control of his diabetes may assist with reducing his risk for colorectal cancer development. My next step for education here, then, would be to key in on his questions regarding a colonoscopy, which is really one of our possible several options for colorectal cancer screening. A colonoscopy has many benefits, including the possibility to detect both cancer and polyps. Really, our key here is to detect those non-cancerous polyps that may be present and remove them before they can develop into cancer. If these polyps are found, they can be removed and sent right away. But if there are no abnormal findings in his procedure, he only has to do it once every 10 years, unlike those stool tests he's currently doing every year. I think it's important to mention, too, that if those stool tests ever did come back positive, the next step for screening would really have to be a colonoscopy. The worst part of a colonoscopy is the preparation, since the actual procedure may only take a half an hour to an hour. And with the results of this study, the patient would definitely be a candidate for a split-dose bowel preparation. This may allow him to only need one day off of work as well, given that he could start his preparation in the evening, after work, and then finish it early in the morning prior to his procedure.
Regarding management of this patient's medications prior to his procedure, it would be helpful to collect some additional information. However, based on the information that was provided, let's start with the recommendations that are the most clear-cut. For his hypertension and hyperlipidemia medications, he can continue his ACE inhibitor, chlorthalidone, and rosuvastatin with no problems. He can take his rosuvastatin as prescribed and his blood pressure medications in the morning on the day of the procedure with a small sip of water. In terms of his antiplatelet and diabetes medications, the guidance is a little more controversial. Per the most recent guidelines from the American Society of Gastrointestinal Endoscopy regarding pre-procedure antithrombotics, he can safely continue his aspirin throughout the preparation process and procedure given his risk for a potential bleed is low. The nebumetone brings an interesting caveat to this case. The guidelines I previously referenced would recommend continuation of a standard dose of an NSAID during the preparation and procedure. But as a provider, I would prefer that he take acetaminophen for his osteoarthritis if possible, with the effects of an NSAID on his bleeding risk and chronic hypertension. If he is to continue nebumetone for arthritis, I would recommend he stop that medication 1 week in advance with the use of acetaminophen in its place. Diabetic medications often come into question as a patient is not consuming a solid diet while prepping for their procedure. While on a clear liquid diet, to avoid the risk of hypoglycemia, some recommend taking a half dose of certain diabetes medications. So this patient in particular could take his metformin and would take half of his normal insulin detemir dose at bedtime the night before the procedure. On the day of his procedure, he should not take any diabetes medications in the morning. I would advise the patient to keep a close eye on his blood sugar, especially if he feels low as he will not be eating a normal diet. After his procedure, he can resume his normally prescribed metformin, insulin detemir, and nebumetone.
I want to thank you both, Michelle and Amy, for joining us today to discuss colon cancer screening and split dose bowel prep regimens. And I think it's pretty clear from your comments that first, screening for colon cancer is critically important, and there are many patients who are at high risk, particularly elderly patients and those of African American descent. But it's also equally important that we make this experience as pleasant as possible for patients, and the bowel prep regimens that we use, particularly the split dose regimen, can make it more tolerable and also make the procedure more likely to be successful, meaning the bowel cleansing is complete enough so that we can detect as many adenomas as possible. Well, tell us what you think by posting a comment. Only iFormRx members can leave comments and use other interactive features on the site. You can become a member of iFormRx. It's free. Sign up today. And until next time, this is Stuart Haynes signing off.